Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about gastric lap band surgery? Yeah, we've heard about it. We've heard about a lot of celebrities who have had it done. Tell me, do you know what it means to have it done to you? Well, I have two friends who've had it done, and I have to tell you, it is quite a big procedure, a big surgery. Now, have you ever wanted to know more about lap band surgery? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Would you like to learn how you can experience a virtual hypnosis lap band procedure? That's right, you heard me, virtual. Can you imagine being able to skip the surgery and then get great results? Now, have you ever heard about a book called The Astonishing Power of You? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to use hypnosis to lose weight? Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with information and inspiration and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest holds certifications as a coach, clinical hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and stress management counselor. She is the president of Your Stairway to Wealth and a best-selling author. Today she will be discussing her virtual gastric Laban hypnosis. She says, wealth is not just about money. Good health, a joyful spiritual life, and financial freedom equal a wealthy life. She has been in the field of personal and professional and spiritual development for over 20 years and has had many successes both personally and professionally, as well as overcoming many life challenges. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today Hazel Palachi. Hi, Hazel. How are you doing?
Hi, January. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've been looking forward to having you on the show. I'm very interested in talking about the virtual lap band gastric procedures. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about how your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were.
Well, I was born and bred, if you like, in the UK, in London. And I actually lived there till I was 37.
And
then came to the United States with my then husband and children. And when I was 42, I got divorced. And after a year, I found that if I wanted to eat and have a roof over my head, I had to go to work, which I'd never had to do in my life unless I wanted to. So it was a whole new thing for me. And the only really professional thing I knew at the time was to be what they, I believe, call today an executive assistant. So, and I had done a lot of psych work in my 20s. You know, I didn't ever take a degree because I was never long enough in one place to do that. But I decided when I had to go to work that what could I do that would get me into that kind of a field where I could help people. And so I heard about hypnotherapy. We're going back a long time now, like, I don't know, what, 25 or so years. And for a year, I went to school at night while I was working during the day as an executive assistant. And I got my certification. And after I left the institute, I was asked by a very well-known local psychotherapist to join his practice, and I did that. So within 2 months, I had a full practice as a hypnotherapist. Mainly, it was very fast, but then you only need one person in the entertainment industry, and it spreads very fast. So I was mainly working with A-list stars and Emmy Award-winning directors and writers. And then after 5 years, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And I discovered that working face-to-face with clients was so draining that I was getting 5 migraines a week. And so in 97, I heard about coaching. I retrained. I got certified as a coach and an NLP practitioner. And while I was closing my practice, I started working on the phone as a coach. So I started a new business. And I was already in my mid-50s by that time. So, you know, I didn't actually start my practice until I was almost 50. So.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've researched your career, and you've shared some wonderful parts of your success. But let's talk a little bit about some of the bumps in your road when you had that in 1991 car accident. And then also bankruptcy. Want to share with that how you overcame those obstacles?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there I was actually at that time driving to my office that day, and somebody decided they could beat the red light. And I was the first car across the lights, and he hit me driver side on. And at the and at the beginning, my car was totaled, and they did think that I broke my neck. But fortunately, I didn't. However, I did herniate 3 discs in my neck, or rather he did, I should say. And I went forward from there. But I, the bankruptcy actually occurred before that. It occurred while I was in a place after my divorce because I walked away from everything, including money, which was, you know, looking back was a very foolish thing to do. However, at one point I got myself into so much debt because I was living on credit cards that I didn't have any way other than to go bankrupt, which is what I did. And I just decided that I was not going to look at this as something to be ashamed of.
You know, it's interesting to be sharing Hazel Palachi's story. And she, we just lost her for a second, and she'll be calling right back in. She has been working since 1997 and in her private practice, and she works out of her home and works through the internet and by phone, which is a wonderful way to earn a living. You don't have to go out there right on the line every day. She tells us that everything is about mindset, and as you can tell from listening to her, she is a very powerful and a very positive person. Hi,
I'm
Hazel.
Not sure.
Yeah, we lost you, but I was just sharing that you are a very positive person. Were you always positive?
No. I'd like to tell you yes, but no. I was brought up in a very, very dysfunctional family. You know, my mother was a bad wife, my father was sick, and all I ever knew was, yeah. So, no, I wasn't always a positive person. I actually didn't learn even who I was as a person until I was well into my 40s.
Now,
and that's one of...
Who was your mentor? Who helped you discover yourself?
Well, strangely enough, it was a book.
Oh, really?
Right. I read The Road Less Traveled by Peck.
Uh-huh.
And that actually started me on the road to finding out about mindset and who I was and how I could change things. And then I started working with a therapist at the time. Mm-hmm. We are going back 30 years.
Yes, right.
Right, so it's a long time. I may not sound 73, but I am. So, and so I'm not going to tell you that this happened overnight. It didn't.
Right.
I mean, you can't take 40-odd years of negativity and turn it around overnight. It took me a number of years to even discover who Hazel was.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I did. And gradually, of course, hopefully we all know, that you continue learning right until the last day.
Mm-hmm.
At least
yes.
I'm going to hope that everybody does. Let me put it to you like that.
That's the plan.
Right, exactly. And I learned that, and I love your title, you know, Thou Shalt Not Whine.
Mm-hmm.
I learned very quickly that, you know, whining or anything like that really never worked unless you wanted to bring in a lot more negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't believe in whining. I don't have whiners around me. And it was just something that I continued to grow from through the years. And being in practice, because I was working with people on their stuff,
mm-hmm.
actually helped me to grow too.
Yeah.
And then becoming a coach when I did, and finally deciding to coach primarily women entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
I wanted women to know that they didn't have to wait till they were in their 40s or 50s or 60s to get to where they wanted to go. They could do this a lot earlier. I waited a long time because I didn't have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But today that knowledge is out there. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, basically that's what I did. And that's how I overcame the bankruptcy. It's how I overcame the accident, which left me, by the way, with a 24-hour-a-day chronic pain condition.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a positive mindset. I might just as well lay down and do nothing ever.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, Hazel and I are going to discuss a little bit about how you can actually be in your 70s and have success without a college degree. Hazel and I both have PhDs in life, and we're going to share that with you when we come back.
Extraordinary People, Real Life Lessons on What It Takes to Achieve Success is a brand new book by business columnist Scott Smith with 21 profiles of famous people who achieved mega success and how they did it, providing lessons for anyone in any career. The subjects include author Anne Rice, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, music producer Quincy Jones, and Olympic athlete Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Check out extraordinarypeoplebook.com for a sample chapter and to order. That's extraordinarypeoplebook.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're here today with Hazel Palachi. She's the author of The Astonishing Power of You, Simple Steps to Creating an Extraordinary Life. And she certainly has created an extraordinary life. Both Hazel and I are in our 70s. We're late starters, so we're living proof that it's never too late to have a successful career. Don't you agree, Hazel?
Oh, absolutely, I do. Never too late. You're never too old, and it's never too late.
And I think sometimes the older you are, the better it is.
Well, I may not have a PhD from college, but I certainly, as you said, have a PhD from life.
Yeah, we both do. You know, right. Let's talk a little bit about our topic today, the lap band surgery. Let's talk a little bit about that virtual. You talk about virtual, but share with us a little bit about what gastric lap band surgery is actually like.
Well, think about the and surgery. Obviously, it's an invasive procedure, and it's very expensive. And mm-hmm. It involves actually making an incision to place a band around a portion of your stomach so it makes it smaller. And this can cause negative side effects. Usually after, from what I understand from all the research I did, after gastric lap band surgery, uh-huh. You really can't eat just whatever you like whenever you like, because you get ill. And uh-huh. Recovering from the actual surgical procedure takes 2 to 8 weeks.
Wow, and that's a long time.
Exactly. And with that surgical procedure, you have to eat liquid or pureed food for the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
So the difference between that and the virtual procedure is very big.
Yeah. You know, I listened to an interview earlier this week, and it was an opera singer, and she had the surgery, and then she shared that she had become an alcoholic after the lap band surgery, and they said that this was a very common thing. And is that because it's easier to do liquids than food?
Well, it could be, but if you're going to be addicted to anything and you have that type of personality, mm-hmm. You know, she could have been in pain. I don't know. I'd have to know her history. But there's a lot of things that can go wrong with the surgical procedure from all the research I've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
whereas with the virtual procedure, nothing can go wrong unless you make it wrong.
Okay. Now, we talked about your hypnosis, and how long did you study to become a hypnotist?
To become a hypnotherapist? There is a difference between stage hypnosis and hypnotherapy.
Okay.
Stage hypnosis, you know, hypnotherapy is for, I'm not going to say healing in the sense of the word, quote unquote. Hypnotherapy mm-hmm. is to help people to change behaviors and habits and thinking. Stage hypnosis, which is usually what a hypnotist will do, is really there for entertainment. I didn't choose to go the stage hypnosis route. I chose to go the route to help people to change their habits and behaviors.
And
that's what hypnosis actually does. It's very, very powerful.
So there's let's go to some of the common questions that people ask you about this. It doesn't involve any surgery whatsoever, right?
Well, the virtual gastric lap band?
Yes.
No. The difference is there's no surgery. There's mm-hmm. no invasive surgery. The procedure is very cost effective. It does exactly the same thing without the incision and without any side effects. There's no recovery time needed, and you can immediately eat your favorite foods. All you have to do is follow the program. And, of course, make a commitment to yourself that you are truly serious about wanting to lose the weight, whether it's 10 pounds or 400 pounds. It doesn't really right. It doesn't matter how much weight. In fact, sometimes it works faster the bigger people are because they lose weight faster as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're just going to be able to pig out on everything either. It means that, you know, you read the ebook, which comes with the program. You follow the program, which is three recordings. So that, you know, and I take you through the whole process, just as if you were having the surgery. You're going to meet the doctor virtually, of course, in your head. You're going to be in hypnosis. You're going to meet the doctor at the clinic. They're going to give you all the instructions and, you know, everything like that. And then you're going to go away and you're going to go back as if you were going back for the surgery.
Oh,
and
okay.
And that's the second recording. And I take you through the actual surgical procedure.
Okay.
Only there's no invasion, of course. It's all in your head. Uh-huh. However, as far as you're concerned, when this is being done, you're actually having the surgery. So because your subconscious is so powerful, it's taking in everything and believing. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and unreality, if you will. I can't think of the other word. But it doesn't know the difference between real and not real.
Okay.
So when you give the subconscious a message, it takes it in as being real.
Okay.
So only way you can override that is if you choose consciously to override it. And the reason the 5% of people that it doesn't work for are people that really have not decided that they want to commit to losing the weight.
Okay.
And so they don't follow the instructions. They don't do what they need to do. And they don't have what they need to have so it actually works. It's a very simple procedure. And then, of course, the third recording is something to keep you motivated, to keep you going.
Okay, okay. Now, people ask when they do something like this, you know, actually, I was attracted to it because, like you, I'm a little bit older, and at this stage of life, I don't want to ever do elective surgery, and I do understand some people who are younger need to lose that weight so they can stay alive, so I'm not critical of it at all. But people want to know if that, when they do this, will the hypnotherapist be in control of my mind?
Oh, absolutely not.
No. Okay.
There are some myths and facts about hypnosis. Hypnosis, you are probably in more control under hypnosis than at any other time.
Wow.
I can't tell you anything that you want, you know, I can't tell you to do anything that's against your own moral code.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I can't say to you, tomorrow you're going to go out and rob a bank, because it doesn't quite work like that. You know, there are people that will come up to me and say, well, can you hypnotize me now? Well, no, it doesn't work like that either. I can't just wave a wand. It's not magic. You know,
okay.
So.
Yeah. So how, when you do this, how often do you listen to these recordings?
Well, the number one and number two, you really only have to listen to them once, especially the first one, because that's only going to take you through the initial process of choosing your doctor and the clinic and all of that. You can listen to the second one twice if you feel you want to. The third one is something that I always encourage people to listen to regularly for the first couple of weeks.
Okay.
Regularly meaning at least maybe once a day or once, two, three times a week, reinforce the process. And then you shouldn't have any problems with it. You can listen to the first one whenever you want to at any time. So,
okay, and what's the best time of the day, Hazel, to listen to one of these recordings?
It doesn't really matter, whenever it works for you.
Okay, and how to describe how it feels when people are doing this. Are they in a trance, or what is their consciousness? What level?
You know, you have a 90% subconscious memory and 10% conscious. So imagine how powerful your subconscious really is.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
Most people walk around without realizing it in a hypnotic trance anyway. You know, how many times have you ever driven and meant to go somewhere and gone straight past where you intended to go?
Oh, a lot.
Right, most people have. Well, that's because you're in an environmental hypnosis trance. And yes, hypnosis does put you into a trance-like state. However, not a trance-like state where you won't hear me. You hear everything that's being said. You can hear everything going on around you. It's not something where you're asleep. You are not asleep, but you are probably in the most relaxed state that you could ever be in. I mean, obviously, I've been hypnotized, and I know what it feels like. And I can go from all the wonderful testimonials I've had from clients over the years, whether they're coaching clients or they're hypnotherapy clients, because, you know, I combine both together sometimes, and how incredible people feel when I actually bring them out of the trance. They are so relaxed that they really want to go to sleep, except for the fact that they are given they're given a suggestion that they're going to feel more energized.
Oh,
so
okay,
although they
good.
Feel right, so although they feel very relaxed, they also feel very energized, very motivated, and really, it really gives you an incredible feeling. There's no other feeling like it. Even visualization or meditation, which is quite different, because meditation you have to clear your mind, and with hypnosis you don't have to do that. You're not there to clear your mind. You're there to just listen to the suggestions.
Now, what happens if a person falls asleep?
Doesn't matter. You'll come out of, first of all, the subconscious is the part of your brain that I want to talk to, not your conscious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You won't go to sleep. I mean, all the work I do is either on the phone or it's with recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done live hypnotherapy since I was in private practice 18 years ago. So you don't fall asleep because the cadence of my voice goes up and down so that, you know, you hear it going up and down. I'm not just going to talk like this the whole time so that just you're lulled into, you know, a sleepy state. I'm going to be raising my voice. I might even say at the beginning of the session, you know, when I ask you a question, you'll go even deeper than you did before. When I ask a question, they'll answer the question. I'll know they're not asleep.
Okay.
So you don't go to sleep. And if you did go to sleep, as soon as you hear me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you come out of it immediately. But you've already taken the gin.
Yeah. You know, this is fascinating. And we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors right now. And when we come back with Hazel, she's going to share her website information and tell you how you can sign on for a virtual gastric lap bat. We'll be right back.
Where does all the money go? Surely you should have more to show for all the work you do. And what about the future? Heck, what about next week? Chris Miles to the rescue. Chris is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur with a reputation of getting his clients fast, life-altering results right now, not 25 to 40 years from now. Let Chris Miles show you how to quickly free up and create more cash flow with results you can enjoy today, not tomorrow. Visit MoneyRipples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Visit today, not tomorrow.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now also available at audiblebooks.com. We have a very priceless personality visiting with us today, Hazel Palachi, and she's sharing with us the virtual gastric bypass procedure. And when you are considering this, you'll be releasing unwanted pounds and inches, lowering your blood pressure and cholesterol, decreasing your risk of getting diabetes, staying healthy as you get older, wearing clothes you always wanted to wear, feeling younger and more energized. This is an amazing opportunity that you're sharing with our listeners. Now, Hazel, could you share the website and how they can get this information?
Yeah, the website for this particular product is www.gastricbandvirtually.com.
Okay.
So that's gastricbandvirtually.com. That's not my website. That's the site specifically for this product.
Okay, so this isn't your website. And we see that Dr. Oz and Oprah... Dr. Oz says, I believe hypnosis can help you control the demons causing you to overeat. And Oprah Magazine says hypnosis can actually help you to lose weight. This is a medical, something that is approved by the medical community, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The American Medical Association, the UK Medical Association, it's been approved by medical associations all over the world. I just happen to think those two came to mind. But it's actually been around since the 1950s, and it's used for a variety of behaviors, habits. I had panic disorder for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody said, until I did, somebody suggested hypnosis. I did it twice and never had another panic attack.
Wow.
So, you know, it can be used for that. It can be used for chemotherapy. It can be used for fears and doubts, negative mind chatter. It's a very powerful tool, and it's a tool that you don't have to be afraid of because it really gives you power. It doesn't take it away.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and
people... Sorry.
It's a very safe thing to do, so it's nothing that will endanger your health, and it's not like going in for elective surgery, is it?
Oh, definitely not. I'm not going to – I don't believe in putting other things down. So, you know, if gastric band surgery is what you choose – but I would always say to someone, do you really want to be cut open – when you could do the same thing a different way, you know, it's a good thing to definitely attempt before you let somebody put a knife to you.
Yeah, I certainly think it's worth the effort. It certainly is a great suggestion. Also, you know, I remember many years ago, so many people would go for hypnosis to quit smoking, and it was quite successful for that, wasn't it?
It's very successful. Anything is successful if you truly want to make the change. If you really, for instance, with smoking, any hypnotherapist will tell a client usually, who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for yourself or for somebody else? Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies for weight. If you're doing it for somebody else, the chances are you don't really want to do it. So it may not work. It's not magic. So if you're doing it for yourself and you make a commitment to yourself and you really want to make the change, whatever it might be, a behavior, you know, a habit or anything else, then it will work for you because your subconscious is way, way more powerful than your conscious.
Mm-hmm. And that figure was amazing, the 90% subconscious versus 10% conscious. I wasn't aware of that, and that just amazes me. You know, another thing I want to talk about is we're both admitted late bloomers. How old were you, Hazel, when you wrote your first book?
65.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody had ever told, I did work with a book coach at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know anything about actually writing a book. I mean, I knew how to write, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, writing articles and writing a book is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Selling book called Gratitude. Mm-hmm. However, when I came to write my own book, it was a very different story because it was all on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at 65, you know, people said to me, what do you want to write a book for in life? And I said, well, I'm not writing it because I'm writing it because, and it did go to bestseller on Amazon. And I said, I'm writing it because more people need to know that they can make changes in so many ways in their lives by being aware of what their mind is doing to them. And that's really why I wrote the book. And when it was published, I think I was nearly 67. So it took a while for it to be, you know, written or put together and published because we didn't have e-books back then. So it was regular book.
The real deal.
And, right, exactly. So it all had to be, you know, edited and all that stuff that goes with a book and, you know, all the print had to be done, everything.
Sure.
So it took a little bit longer than it would have done if I could have thrown an e-book together. Or not quite thrown one together, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Absolutely. I wrote my book when I was 50, and like you, it took 2 years. And like you, I experienced all the things you have to go with editing and publishing, and it was a big task. Nowadays, it's so much easier with the opportunity for e-books out there for everyone. So from Hazel in January, listen now, there's no excuse for anyone out there not to sit down and get your book written if you're thinking about it. Hazel, we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about your Stairway to Wealth website. We'll be right back with Hazel Palachi.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven, international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
As you know, I'm a member of AATH, and I'm pleased to announce that starting next month, AATH will be doing once a month a regular show with me, featuring their members and promoting this wonderful organization. We're back with Hazel Palachi, and we have been talking about virtual gastric bypass. Also, Hazel, let's share with everyone a little bit about your website, your Stairway to Wealth. I've been to your website, and it's fantastic. I enjoyed the first part, Meet Hazel, where you shared your life story in quite a bit more detail, didn't you?
I did. You know, you can do that in a bio on your website. It's a little hard to do it on a radio show.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just add one thing
sure.
that I forgot, because your listeners might want to be aware of this? The
Gastric
sure. Band Virtual program is actually at a special price right now till the end of the month.
Okay.
Because it's a special launch price. At the end of the month, it goes up to its regular price.
Okay, and it's very reasonable, because I want to share with my listeners that I was very intrigued by it, and I have ordered the program. So maybe in a month or so, we'll have Hazel back, and we'll be able to discuss my success story with it. Would you come back again, Hazel?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed the website, because it's in the middle of being redone. So if it looks good now, it should look wonderful when it's finished. And the website, of course, is completely different. That's your StairwayToWealth.com.
Yes, and it's coaching and hypnotherapy for the 45-plus woman entrepreneur. And that's a big market out there now, isn't there? A lot of women are thinking about doing some very exciting things, aren't they?
They are, and a lot of women right now are transitioning from the corporate world and wanting to become entrepreneurs in their own business. And so consequently, if they haven't done it before, it doesn't matter what age you are, you're going to have fears and doubts that come up at a certain time. It's not about never having another fear. It's about how you handle it when it happens.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many women now are going into retirement, and they want to have a career, but they're more interested in doing something part-time, aren't they?
Right, and that's why some, for instance, I don't work the way I used to work years ago. You know, I used to work 5 days a week. I don't. I work maybe 20 hours a week now. I don't take on the same amount of private clients anymore. And I don't speak as much as I did anymore, you know, out when I go out. I mean, being asked to speak at groups and things. But I still work, because I can't imagine retiring, truthfully. I can't imagine what I would do with myself if I didn't have. And I love to help people, which I'm sure you do.
Yes.
So we work?
It really helps when you find your passion. And we've discovered, you know, like you, I used to do radio every day of the week, and now I only do it 3 days a week.
Uh-huh.
But when you find your passion, and it actually helps other people, like sharing success stories and sharing your knowledge, it's very easy to be successful, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it really is all about your mindset. You know, never ever, I hate people to think, because I think people think that a lot of things are just based on goals and taking action. You can take as much action as you like. However, if your mindset is not in the right...
At that point, I think we've lost Hazel again. We've kind of had a bumpy ride here. It's been wonderful having her on the show, and I hope that you will go to her websites, check her out. She seems like a charming, delightful lady, and it's been a pleasure having her on the show. And Hazel, I hope you will come back again and again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It was great. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Hazel. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com, with your name and email, and you will get a free download. You know, we really love sharing our stories and our struggles and our secrets for success. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then have some wine, cheese, crackers, and then you can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Hazel Palachi. And please go to her website, Your Stairway to Wealth. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sarantos.
Hi, this is Sarantos. Check out my trending rock song called Nothing to Hide. 33% of all profits for this song are going straight to the American Cancer Society. I hope you enjoyed my song. Listen to my other songs for free on my website at www.melogia.com.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.